T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There are busloads, caravans heading down to Washington right now from all around, including from here. And that is Supreme Court arguments today on the president's decision to end DACA, the protections for people who came here as children illegally. Let's go to Washington now. And CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy. And Stephen, we see the president's been tweeting about this.
He has been tweeting. He suggests that some DACA recipients are hardened criminals, which is a bit counterintuitive because in order to participate in the DACA program, you have to have a clean criminal record. Some 700,000 younger people, who were brought here illegally, underage as children, are participating in this DACA program, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And the Supreme Court today is going to ask the lawyers for both sides whether President Trump was acting properly when he moved to cancel the program that Barack Obama implemented unilaterally. Now, the Trump administration believes that if Barack Obama put it in unilaterally, that Donald Trump can take it out unilaterally. But the court is going to weigh whether the president acted in an arbitrary and capricious manner in violation of the legal standard that typically would apply to administration moves.
He's also been talking about his phone call with leader of Ukraine ahead of tomorrow's first public impeachment hearing, the president.
And you've heard him say it before, he'll say it again, that he had a perfect call. He's also suggesting that by the end of this week, he's going to release the transcript or summary of an earlier call that he had with Volodymyr Zelensky in the spring to congratulate him. He'll use it, I'm sure, as more evidence to suggest that he had no criminal intent or didn't have any corrupt motive when he had his conversations with Zelensky. The Republicans in a strategy memo have suggested that they are going to try to make the argument that the president was motivated by sincerely held suspicion that there was corruption in Ukraine and that he was acting on that motivation and that he did not do anything wrong.
Stephen Portnoy will be airing your CBS News updates and specials tomorrow during the impeachment proceedings and again on Friday. And WCBS will also have a reporter, Kevin Rincon, monitoring what's going on to bring you whatever's happening. So really our function here will be to bring you summaries and updates on what's happening. And if you want to catch the entire stream, you can do that at WCBS880.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.